What's up, y'all? It's your boy Kimmy Sounds, back at it again with another episode for the Chopping Up Podcast. Man, dude, I want to start this off by just maybe just starting it off with a prayer, man, because it's been a lot going on. I got good news that I could actually say, like, you know, and I'm actually blessed about, man, you know. Like, at the end of the day, anybody going through a surgery, anybody who's going through some stuff like that, point blank period, you strong as hell. And when you get up out of that and, you know, get up off of that table and knock up out of that damn little stuff that they put on you, shit, you know, man, sometimes people don't be feeling good after that and they got to do extra shit. So, you know, I got good news, man. My mom is okay. Like I said, at the end of the day, you know, everybody still got to go through their stuff and still got to, like, you know, still got stuff they got to deal with in life. But, you know, right now, I'm just grateful, you know, I'm grateful that my mama was okay. Grateful that my family's good. My dad's good. My sister's good. All that shit, man. So just wanted to do a quick, like, you know, just a quick shower of, like, positivity, man, because we all need that. We all got to, you know, just at least talk about that, and bring that shit up, man. Everybody want to hear some good shit every now and then, you know. Everybody tired of hearing sad shit. But I wanted to start off with a story time, man. I wanted to do a quick story time for y'all or shit. I feel like I don't really be doing a lot of stories, man. And I got some shit that I can talk about, bro. But, you know, just choose not to. But yeah, man. It was this one particular event that happened a long ass time ago. Now, I was in high school, man. The high school story. So, all happened in high school. I went to this one school called Mount Diablo. Now, Mount Diablo High, you know, is a mixture of, if you've been there before, if you went to school out there before, you already know how it is. It's like a melting pot, you feel me? You're gonna have hella niggas that go there, Tongans. You got the Mexicans, you got the Asians, the Indians. Everybody went there. Everybody knew about Mount. But shit, man. If you went to Mount, that means you knew about all the little beef. You knew about motherfuckers who didn't like each other and people who was funking with each other. So you knew about all sorts of bullshit that was popping off, right? Now, I transferred to the school, me and my sister and shit. Motherfuckers already was thinking like, oh, well, damn, it's this new couple that came to school and blah, 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 thinking that me and my sister was dating because we look different. But don't even know the whole time that's my goddamn sister. So I think like a few months later, after we done, like, you know, we done got cool with everybody and everybody know us now, there's been rumor of all this other little shit going on with this chick and me. Now, what happened was she wanted to see what was, like, you know, what was going on with me during, I think, around like Halloween time. And plus, I was single, so, you know, I was like, shit, I want to see what's up with it too. So we ended up, like, you know, just texting a little bit on I think it was Kick back then. I don't know if y'all remember how, like, you know, Kick and all that shit. Only the OGs remember this shit. So, you know, we were just getting to know each other on Kick. We was hanging out at school and all this little type shit. But it started getting back to her ex. Now, her ex, she was with this nigga for a cool minute before I even came to the school and all this, but they fell out because he ended up cheating on her. Now, how all that shit conspired was because she came home one day and seen this nigga on the couch smashing out the girl, fucking on the couch in her house, right? Just, nigga was careless. He was ruthless. So after that, she didn't want nothing to do with him no more. So that's when she was calling her, claiming that she was single. And that's when she was, you know, trying to see what was up with me. So, nigga, we kicking in everything, bro. Then out of nowhere, I just remember, like, motherfuckers was saying, yeah, bro, have you been hearing about what niggas been saying? Have you heard about what niggas been saying? I'm like, nah, what's going down? Like, they was saying how this nigga been talking shit about me. And talking shit about her, but mainly me saying how he was gonna have niggas jump me at like on the way home. Niggas was gonna shoot up my house. He was saying all kinds of shit because he was so mad that I was with her. But my thing was this, it's like, I was the one that was cheating and doing all the whole shit. So nigga, you should be mad at yourself. Fuck out of here. Then you wanna be mad trying to cock block what I got going on with Shorty and shit. I was mad as fuck. I wasn't having it. And so when niggas was sitting there talking about, like, you know, making threats and shit, that shit really had me mad. So I'm like, man, oh, fuck no. Now I really gotta show this nigga, you can't be just running your mouth and trying to talk shit about me and think I'm not gonna beat your ass, bruh. So, at, like, what, I think it was on a Friday. Something like that. Anyways, motherfuckers stepped up to him and I confronted him about that shit. I'm like, bro, keep my fucking name out your mouth and behind some female that don't even want to be with you no more, bro. Like, at the end of the day, nigga, don't be trying to sit here and make threats over something that you fucked up on. Then have the nerve to turn around and say, oh yeah, don't come to me like we friends, blood, and whoop-de-woo-woo-woo. I'm looking at him like, bro, what made you think niggas was coming at you like we was partners to begin with? So, after he even said that, I lost control of what I was finna do, and I dropped my fucking bag, and I started beating that nigga ass, bruh. His brother tried to jump in, and when bruh tried to jump in, my partners, who I already told them I was finna fight ahead of time, they jumped in, but bruh pulled out a pocket knife. So I was just like, damn, bro, you ain't gotta, like, you know, you ain't gotta do all that extra shit, but, you know, at the end of the day, niggas is trying to jump in, ain't no telling what he may have, so, you know, Brody pulled out his pocket knife on him. But it was just wild as shit that day because this nigga wanted to start all that shit behind a woman that didn't even want him no more that he fucked up with. Like, bro, you fucked up with her. That ain't my fault. Now all of a sudden, now you want to start talking shit to me and you trying to threaten me. Come on, dog. I ain't playing shit. So I'm just like, man, I don't know. With all that shit popping off, he was really trying to make it seem like, you know, I was going to be on some scary shit because he was running in his mouth making threats. But what was funny was nobody really knew anything about me or my sister when we came to the school because we never really had no altercations and issues. Like, you know, we didn't, like, really get into fights like that at that school. We didn't have to worry about that too much. We was new, so it's like, motherfuckers either was like, okay, you know, they the new kids, bro. They ain't fucking with nobody type shit because none of them niggas cool with everybody. So it'd be hard to beef with a motherfucker that everyone's cool with. And you know, I have a problem with the nigga. Like, motherfuckers will sit there and probably have a problem because they was jealous and have some bullshit going on with them back in high school. But when you find out years later, motherfuckers was like, oh, well, you know, you was just hella different. And, you know, actually, blah, 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 had a crush on you, which is why I didn't really like you too much. So it'd always be some shit like that years later. Always. But with this situation, it wasn't gonna be like that. I already know that for sure. That's how niggas was sitting there trying to flip the script, acting like, oh, well, you know, bro, I wasn't really even tripping about the bitch like that, and blah blah blah, you was the one who came up to him and whoopty whoop. Like, niggas be sitting there flipping the whole narrative when the whole time you sitting there making threats, you talking about how you want to do something to me every time when you see me walk around with the bitch. Nigga, that's you hating. That's play hating shit. But then when you get your ass whooped, you didn't know the nigga had that go in him. Now all of a sudden, oh no, bro, you took that too far because it wasn't nobody even really tripping about her like that. Now all of a sudden, it's now I wasn't tripping about her. Nigga, please. It always, it ain't it funny how a nigga gonna switch up his story once he get his ass whooped, y'all? Yeah, I know I ain't the only one who experienced that before. You know, probably heard how niggas retell the story after years later, and when you know, come on, bruh. Like, that's the shit that pisses me off too. Another thing, when there's more than one person that know of the story and know what went down, these motherfuckers will still sit here and try to flip the story and retell it like other niggas that wasn't there that seen it. Like, no, nigga, you don't have no way in hell you gonna sit there and try to flip the narrative and flip the script when there was five other niggas that was there that day when they seen that fight. And they can sit there and vouch, yeah, that nigga was running. But then you gonna turn around and you gonna try to flip and be like, no, man, I stood my ground. It was just raining that day. Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. Just go on and give it up, gang. That's why I'm like, man, a lot of niggas be sitting there still on that bullshit. And I don't understand why niggas sit there and be on that shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, bro, niggas don't have time for that. Niggas really don't. That's why I'm like, you know, niggas can sit there and flip the narrative all they want, but come on, man. It always be stories like this where it's motherfuckers that love to flip the script and be like, man, that's not even what happened, bro. That nigga capping and that nigga woofy woo woo woo. And bro was just sitting there, was trying to talk to him. Man, motherfuckers always gonna sit there and flip the script. They don't want to admit that they fucked up and admit that they took an L. Man, I can even admit when it was times that I got my ass whooped and I lost. And that don't have to be a physical battle. That don't have to be any of those sorts. You can admit when you fuck up. You can admit when you did too much and you was out of pocket at one point. But that's growth. It takes growth within a motherfucker. And it takes, like, wisdom and all that shit. I don't know. All that little Jedi shit. Shit them Jedis be talking about. It takes time for niggas to gain control of that. Once you gain control and, you know, owner and responsibility shit of what you done, then shit, at the end of the day, that's when niggas will start growing. But like I said, man, it's niggas like that who will sit there and don't find responsibility in what they did. It'll be motherfuckers that did shit like that from years ago in high school and, like, what, years later be grown as fuck now. Then they're in, like, their 30s and you still moving like that. Still moving with no, like, how your actions have no consequence and you're not thinking about how you moving. A lot of niggas still move like that. To this day, it's a lot of motherfuckers that still be moving like that, bro. So I'm like, you know, people gotta be on their P's and Q's because niggas be moving careless. Niggas be moving on some shiesty shit. It don't be just motherfuckers who you went to school with, nothing. You ain't gotta know half of these motherfuckers and go to school with half of these niggas. Shit. Like I said, shit, everybody got a story time like mine, bro. Everybody at least got one person that they know who done did some shit where, bro, you get mad because Shorty don't want to be with you no more, so you gonna turn around and try to fuck up the dude that she's with now? When he ain't got nothing to do with it, it's really between you and the female. It's really nothing between you and the female. Shorty already made up her mind. She don't want to be with you. That's you who's taking it to heart and can't move on. That be the problem with a lot of niggas, man. You niggas sit there and get yourself in a position where you can't handle the heart pain and emotional bullshit that come with it. But then the second once the shit happens, you want to crash out and hurt everybody around you. Like, come on, man. That's stupid shit. Yep, that's real stupid shit. But what's funny is, you know, years later, like, after telling that story, that person, I ran into that person, like, I'll probably say a year back. And that motherfucker who I was talking to had the nerve to turn around and go back and go fuck with Brody. So that's why I was like, you know, man, I told that story for a reason, honestly. Because it's like, it's situations and experiences like that where people will go out their way to get away from somebody or say, oh yeah, I don't want that person in my life no more and yada, yada, yada. And they do all this fighting and running away just to go back to the nigga years later, which didn't make no sense. And was telling me it happily was like, yeah, because he in college now. And he said that he was supposed to be starting to play ball, but it didn't happen for him yet, but he's still trying. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, you're proud of that. That is sad. But, you know, to each his own. I'm not saying people don't deserve happiness and all that, but motherfuckers did all that just to go back to the motherfucker. So it's like, you know, it always, you know, people like to say it's a high school thing and it's this and it's that. No, sometimes you have enough time even after high school to realize and to hear about that person's actions and what they've been doing outside of high school to see if they on the same path, you know. But if you just sitting here, you overlooking it, you're just like, oh well, you know, that was my boo thing back then, I'm gonna just go on and get back with him. Yeah, I mean, if you do that and you sacrifice and all that, but then forget that the nigga brought a whole bitch in your house and was fucking her on your couch, then go ahead and be my guest. Hey, to each his own. Live your life. Not saying you don't deserve to be happy. I mean, if you want to be happy, if that's your happiness, go ahead. But, you know, it's a lot of careless motherfuckers out here that do shit like that, and shit was from years ago. And it don't even matter how many years ago it was. It's just like, it hurts the fact that the shit even happened. So it's like, you can only imagine how some motherfuckers be when they get back with somebody that they have certain, like, you know, memories of doing fucked up shit. If you got memories of this motherfucker doing fucked up shit towards you, you ain't gonna want to be with that motherfucker for too long. That's just how it is, man. That's cold game. But her, on the other hand, I guess she was like, fuck it, it wasn't that bad. And then, shit, you was using me as a rebound and basically get back with, bro. Because after the fight, I didn't tell you. this bitch was mad at me for defending myself. And I was like, you're going to be mad at me for defending? Like, you was like, you didn't have to fight him, blah, 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 for me. I'm looking at her like, what made you think I was fighting him for you, bitch? Like, yeah, okay, we talking and we dating and all that, but me fighting him had nothing to do with you. This nigga said he was going to shoot up my house. He said he was going to get me jumped. He was going to have some shit happen to me. Man, fuck that. At that point, nigga, it's about me. So she had the nerve to not want to be with me anymore after all that happened. And then ended up getting back with this nigga. After he got his ass whooped and everything, she going to help the nigga limp to the office. Are you okay, baby? The fuck kind of shit? Fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. My advice out there to you young niggas who in high school, you think that Shorty gonna fuck with you because you on that mooch macho man shit? No. Go sit down. Cause she ain't, all she gonna do is get back with the nigga after you whoop his ass. After you done got suspended for a whole week and you come back to school and you find out them niggas been walking around the school been cupcaked on the phone, man, fuck that. That's shit. That's a slap in the face, bruh. Man, go worry about goddamn classes and shit, getting shit together. Shit, do it now, because years later, you gonna fucking run into that bitch again, and then she probably gonna be shit out of luck, but still wanna fuck. Talking about, oh, you look real good, Eve, and you blah, 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 oh, this your car now? Yeah, because you wanted to go back with the nigga who was fucking bitches on your couch, who didn't have no car, kept saying he was gonna be school bound or D1 bound or whatever with the basketball shit, and didn't go nowhere. Shit, because you wanna be stuck with him. Because of y'all history. Well, baby, you go on date for history while I go on and do me for this damn future shit. Fuck that. Y'all motherfuckers be dating for titles and little dumb shit and still be having that high school mindset, man. Like, this shit ain't high school no more. That's another thing I don't be understanding, man. Like, from that story, that story was 7-8 years old. And you know, years later, it's motherfuckers from high school that still be moving like that and still be thinking like that, y'all. My bad, I had to blow my nose. But, yeah, man. Real shit, it's still people to this day that still be moving and acting like high schoolers, bro. Like I said, it's motherfuckers that I just reconnected with not too long ago. But I had to stop fucking with motherfuckers again because they on that same high schooler shit. Motherfuckers still be on some shit like you can't sit there and have a normal conversation with them because they want to bring up shit from high school. Or they're like, oh, well, what's going on? Like, damn, motherfuckers acting funny towards me and niggas not even texting back. I was like, well, first of all, it's called I have school. I have a lot of other things going on. Just because you threw your life away at an early age don't mean I should. And it's like some motherfuckers, like I said, I understand, you know, you do your shit and you get pregnant in high school and you gotta do what you gotta do. But don't sit there and think because, you know, for a second, because motherfuckers are reconnected with you and all that, they gonna be on some understanding shit and be like, oh, well, you know, I get it and I understand. No, I ain't gonna even try to act like I understand and get it. Because, oh, shit, I ain't got no kids. I ain't getting nobody pregnant. So all I know is, shit, it is what it is. I ain't got time for all that extra shit. You know, you did that with your life. You did what you did. But don't sit there and think for a second that motherfuckers gotta give you their undivided attention and time because that's all you can do is sit there and, you know, be a mom and do what you gotta do. Because you ain't got no choice but to now. That's the shit that be getting on my nerves. Some motherfuckers act like, oh, you know, trying to respond or, oh, you ain't trying to fuck with me and you ain't this. It's not even that. It's called I got a life. It's called I got shit to do my damn self. So when this motherfuckers that be on that kind of weird timing, bro, you just gotta get away from them. You got to. Cause all they're gonna do is just keep making excuses, making it seem like you're not trying to fuck with them and you're ignoring them on some weird shit. When it's not even that. And even if I was ignoring you, it's probably a good reason why. You're probably just sitting here talking about shit ain't nobody talking about. You bringing up, oh yeah, because my baby this and my baby that. Now, you can only imagine how that is when you bringing up some shit to somebody every 5 seconds that they don't have. Like, motherfucker ain't a parent and a motherfucker ain't got that on their mind, they could care less about a kid. I'm sorry. All due respect. And that's advice to women who, you know, who probably are single moms and you over here talking to niggas who don't have kids and all that. That's a turnoff sometimes. You gotta go find a nigga who want a kid. You gotta go find a nigga who has a kid. I mean, niggas who don't got kids and all that don't want to sit here and talk to a female who want to talk about kids all day. Especially if you got a kid of your own. You probably already tired of talking about that little motherfucker. So that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, don't sit there and start talking up a storm to a nigga that's trying to fuck and that's trying to get to know you or whatever else the case may be about some damn kids. You gonna scare him away. The fuck? So I'm just like, at the end of the day, man, I don't know. You know, motherfuckers sit there and be on some shit like that. Think that, like, you know, because a nigga ain't said nothing rude and said nothing yet, think that he's okay with kids and wanting to talk about kids. No, not everybody is. Not everybody is. That's another thing I wanted to bring up, because I had just remembered that, man. A lot of y'all be out here on that little extra shit like, you know, oh yeah, you know, because my kid this and my kid that. All due respect. All due respect. I don't want to hear about your goddamn kid. It ain't my kid. Shit. You can find somebody out there that could give a fuck about what you're saying, but I don't. Shit, what that pussy look like, bitch? I'm just saying. Like, on some real shit, niggas like me ain't gonna be sitting here looking to play stepdaddy. Okay? If I want to play house and all that, I'll go find a bitch that don't got kids and make my own. But other than that, I'm not trying to do all that. If I'm trying to see what's up with you and all this little extra shit, bitch, I'm trying to fuck. I'm not trying to sit here and be on no, oh, I'ma help you and your kid, and I'ma take care of everything, and it's gonna be happily ever after. Bitch, bye. You can find somebody else for that. Shit. You can get government assistance if you need someone to help. But I'm not finna do all that extra shit. Fuck no. I don't care how fucking rude that shit sound. You know how rude it is to put some lifestyle on a motherfucker that didn't ask for it? That's rude. Shit. That's why I'm like, man, fuck that. I don't care what nobody talking about. I don't care. None of that shit y'all talking about. At the end of the day, if it's somebody that you're looking for in particular, you need to make that shit clear. If you see that nigga, okay, that nigga single, he ain't got no kids, he ain't talking about wanting to have kids, huh? So why are you bringing it up? That should be such a turnoff. I don't get that shit. I don't. I'm not saying I'm one of those niggas that just want to fucking all that and be on that kind of time. I'm just saying for other men out there, because I'm speaking for the men, bro. There are other men out there that just wants to get to know you, that really wants something to turn into something. But eventually, I mean, you know, it's going to be eventually. But right away, and then you think nigga want to move in and play house and all that. I don't do all that. I don't do that shit. I don't play all that. I got to make sure my shit is together and have my priorities set up straight before I want to sit here and do anything with someone else and involve myself into their situation. Shit, I ain't even finished what I got fucking started over here. So it's like, at the end of the day, what do I look like inviting myself to someone else's situation that probably, you know, that probably does need help, but not for me right away? Shit, I got my own problems. I'm going to be able to help you if I can't help myself. That's some shit I never understand. And there's so many people out here that try to make it work and make excuses and be like, oh, well, sometimes, you know, God gonna throw us some curveballs. Don't try to throw God into this because you was too careless to throw on the condom. Don't try to throw God into this bullshit. I hate when motherfuckers be like, yeah, because, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And man, God ain't had nothing to do with you when you was popping your pussy and didn't have no plan B. And when you was talking about you was allergic to condoms and all this shit, now you got a kid on the way. I don't want to hear that dumbass shit. Because God is tired of hearing you niggas using him as an excuse too. And I'm speaking for him too, damn it. Shit, he told me. He tired of you niggas sitting there because you too lazy to pull out. And you talking about because the coochie too good, you don't want to put a condom on. Fuck that shit. Dude, you don't want to be a daddy, so nigga put on that condom, nigga. That's what I'm just saying, man. Niggas will sit there and risk it for 10 seconds of pleasure for 18 years of playing. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Many times the motherfuckers are fucked up. And it's like, you know, yeah, people make mistakes and shit too. There is such things and mistakes. I understand that. But, you know, with those mistakes, you should be able to learn from them, not do it again 3 more times. Come on, man. I'm just really speaking to one particular motherfucker at this point. Because, nigga, once you make that mistake 2 more times, that's showing me you don't give a fuck. That's showing me you a careless ass nigga. That's showing me you don't care about what you're putting the women through that you're fucking with. And that shit ain't cool, man. You got sisters of your own. Would you want a nigga to be carelessly impregnating your sisters and shit and leaving them? Come on, my nigga. That's bullshit. Shit like that, we got to hold ourselves accountable for as men. And even as friends, niggas can't sit there and justify that shit and be like, oh, well, you know, man, he this and he blah, blah, blah. But he got the girl pregnant and he not even with her. And he mad because she got in contact with him. Man, fuck all that. At the end of the day, she got to do what she got to do because she can't get in contact with your ass. You already turning into Mr. Deadbeat, but you saying that you going to be there for her, but you ain't even with her. Make that make sense, brother. Niggas out here making shit worse on the black community. It's already bad enough. It's a lot of single black mothers out here. And you just fucked with another female and you're not with her no more. And you just made her shit a part of the goddamn shit anyway. She already was a single black mom when you fucked with her. So you got her pregnant and then you left her just so she could go back to being a single black mother with another child. And you not even finna be in that little nigga's life. Fucking crazy. And niggas want to get mad at me because of the shit that I be saying is the truth. But it's like you're doing nothing but just proving these niggas' points. You just basically prove that niggas is a stereotype. And that's what my brother don't even understand. It's a lot of niggas out here that don't understand that they proven the point of these niggas as being stereotypes. Typical, oh, black moms is always single mothers and blah, blah, blah. And nigga, you just proved it. You didn't even stay with Shorty. You got her ass pregnant and then bounced to the next bitch. Nigga, you should have stayed with her to make sure that you're in this child's life this time. I mean, if you want to say God work in mysterious ways, he gave you another child because you couldn't see your first one, nigga. Cold game. So instead of you sitting there trying to stick it out with the second child or with the second baby mama so you can have a second shot at being a dad again, you running from this too. That's why you dealing with all the shit that you're dealing with right now, nigga. All your blessings is turning into curses all of a sudden. That's God, dude. God is showing you you're fucking up. That person that you're with right now, you shouldn't even be with that motherfucker right now. However that shit is set up, you need to go back and go be with that other woman you got pregnant, nigga. That you kept saying you known her for 15 years and all this shit. You need to go back with her. She's going to be sitting there taking care of both of them kids by herself. Nigga, you already signed up and said you was going to be willing to help her out with the other little nigga, so go ahead. So I'm just like, man, it's looking sad, man. No. I got love for my partners and my niggas and shit, but bro, niggas are sitting here making themselves look bad, bro. Making themselves look real bad. That's why I always be saying, bro, like, just learning from niggas' experiences and learning from, you know, just hearing my partner's stories and all this other shit. I learned a lot because I know shit that I'm not gonna fucking do when I have my kid. I'm gonna make sure I be there. Make sure I do what I need to do. Because at the end of the day, that baby didn't ask to be brought into this world. And then if I had multiple ways and options to prevent this child from being brought into this world and I still was too lazy to do anything, so now I got no choice but to be a father for 18 years. And plain and simple, that's what motherfuckers should do. If you chose to not go any route, to not use any of the other ways to not get pregnant, and you still got pregnant, that means you just don't give a fuck. So you do deserve to have that kid and be bothered with that for 18 years. That's just how I feel with it. But I'm looking at some motherfuckers like, you know, even though you force them to have a kid and all that, some motherfuckers need to get put up for adoption because these motherfuckers do not know how to take care of kids. That was another thing I was going to get to. Some motherfuckers just don't know how to take care of kids and all that shit. These motherfuckers are fuck up so bad to a point where now they got to give up the kid for adoption because them niggas don't know how to take care of their kid. They just be like that too. Type shit. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. With this shit, with how careless a lot of niggas be, with this, oh, I want to start a family, I want to be with her, and I want to be with them and I want to be with them, blah, blah, blah type shit. Like, come on, man. All this careless activity and nobody sitting there sticking through it and, you know, finishing what they started type shit is just getting out of hand, bro. It's getting out of pocket. Like, all that shit getting out of pocket so quick. And that's the shit that's making niggas mad, bro. Like, so I just be telling motherfuckers at the end of the day, y'all gotta really, like, focus on just bettering yourselves before you want to start focus on helping other people type shit. And some of us, we can't help that. We do want to help people. We just have that in our body. We be having that helping bone in our body that just want to help everybody that we talk to and everyone that's around us. We want to help. We can't help it, man. We just can't. But, you know, it's just fucked up that that shit happens like that. And everybody has to go through their own little experiences and know what they want, what they don't want. I really hate that that shit happens to all of us, but we gotta live, you know? We gotta learn in order to live our lives, man. And one of those is just a learning stone, man. Back to my story, you know, the reason why I told that story was because that was a learning stone. And even though people may come back into your life years later, and you may think that, you know, things may be different with them because motherfuckers is older now, so they probably understand to see stuff for what it is or whatever. And motherfuckers be on some weird shit. Man, still be on the same timing. So, that's another thing I wanted to say. Niggas still be on that weird timing, man. I ran into a few people from high school, and even some motherfuckers I didn't fuck with no more. Like, even though years later, you run into that person, they follow you on Instagram or some little weird shit like that, and now all of a sudden they, oh, don't start that again. Oh, don't start doing that, and don't start blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? Motherfuckers can't wait to have an excuse to start talking shit and want to say some shit to you because they've been holding shit in for years towards you and shit. Like, I don't know. It should be irritating, man. It go to show you how people really don't grow up. People still be childish. Motherfuckers down there be almost in their, like, what, late 20s. You still talking shit about people. People still be befriending and having bonds over not fucking with the same people. Like, that's weird shit to me. That's why I'm like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. That's how motherfuckers get down, and that's how they bond. That's how weirdos bond, bro. You care less about that shit, because, like I said, ain't nobody been really thinking about that kind of, like, energy and that kind of messiness since the motherfuckers graduated from high school. So when you go around or, you know, hang around those people from those years again, you know, it started giving you those vibes all over again. You'd be like, damn, bro, like, I got away from this shit. I graduated, like, you know, to get away from this shit. And niggas just invited themselves right back to that bullshit. And then that's what makes you realize, like, bruh, I'm way beyond this shit. I'm way beyond this shit. There's motherfuckers out here that's damn near older than you, still stuck on shit from high school. Yeah, because I should have whooped that motherfucker's ass that day of graduation. And when that bitch walked across the stage, I should have threw a shoe at her. Like, it's really motherfuckers still plotting off of shit that happened back in high school. So I'm like, man, niggas be having no lives, bro. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, people, you know, it depends on those kind of people, man. You can't be one of those people. You just can't. Cannot be one of those people, bro. You just gotta know at the end of the day, you gotta live your life. You gotta do what you gotta do. You can't have motherfuckers with weird ass, like, energies like that be around you all the time, because they'll sit there and start anything just so they can fuck up your good energy. And that's another thing niggas don't need. We don't need no weirdos with fucked up energy around us. Because like I said, at the end of the day, man, it's too much shit going on in, like, our world and in our lives right now to be so focused on motherfuckers being mad at shit. Like, oh, well, you did this and, oh, you did that years ago. Like, come on, bro. Niggas ain't worried about that shit no more. Only you are. So, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of weirdos out here. You just gotta keep your head on a pivot. Head on a swivel. Keep your shit cool, because it's too many motherfuckers out here with no lives that really be on that weirdo time, bro. So, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, man, we gonna do us, we gonna live our lives, and we gonna keep doing what we do best. Well, just too many motherfuckers out here that just be hating and got no lives. That's the shit that get on my nerves, man. You can't sit there and deal with that shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we gonna thug it out and we gonna sit here and kick it. I do want to tell another fucking story. I gotta figure out what other story I might tell because, you know, some of these stories is, I don't know, man. I don't want nobody to get in trouble. I don't want to, you know, get nobody in trouble for some of this shit I'm gonna say. So, I don't know, man. I just gotta make sure. But, yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I don't be understanding how people just be on that weird shit now, man. Motherfuckers from high school be having that weird ass energy. I can't deal with that shit. I really can't. That's why I just be saying the shit that I be saying, bro. Like, you know, motherfuckers gonna be sitting there with that weird ass energy and start trying to be on some weirdo shit towards you, bro. You just gotta leave them from where they at. Leave them where they at and live your life. Shit. Don't nobody got time for weird shit like that. Oh, another thing I want to bring up, man. Did y'all hear about that shit with a game, bro? And Rick Ross? This nigga Game dropped a song. And it was supposed to be towards Rick Ross, a whole diss track. Don't get me wrong. You know, he really trying to rap that rap on there. But, man, bro, ain't nobody going out their way to go see what's going on with that. I'm just saying, though, like, we just being real. Ain't nobody finna go out their way and go be on some weird time and to be like, oh, well, you know what, bro? We finna blah, blah, blah. Nah, bro. I'm sorry. Game, you kind of like, you clout chasing, bro. You kind of be clout chasing a lot. And that's the shit that be getting on niggas' nerves. Like, I don't know, bro. It be irritating the hell out of me. I be feeling like my thing is this. Motherfuckers like Game and, I don't know, bro. Rick Ross and shit be getting on my nerves, man. Niggas be getting on my nerves with all that clout chasing shit. Because first of all, what are you even sitting here beefing with Rick Ross about? Game, you beefing with yourself at this point. Because ain't nobody giving a fuck about what Game got to say. There ain't nobody finna go out that way and go, oh, you heard that new Game album. You heard that new Game single, man. That nigga Game dropped another banger. I ain't heard nobody saying not one word about his shit yet. What's to show y'all? Don't nobody take Game serious? That nigga phone. This nigga a male stripper. This nigga dropped and fumbled his bag with India Love. Now, when you drop your bag with India Westbrook, I'm sorry. When you dropped and fumbled a bad one, the baddest one, oh, yeah, you're tripping. There got to be something wrong with your ass, Game. You got to be a weirdo. You did something to fuck up. Because, man. So, I'm like, bro, you fucked up your damn self. And then, nigga, you was a male stripper. I ain't going to sit here and listen to no diss track from no nigga who used to twerk his booty for bitches. Nigga, fuck out of here. Now, you trying to act like because you lift weights and you got muscle now, you think everybody's scared of you. Nigga, bye. Man, go shake your booty for some ones, bitch ass nigga. If y'all don't believe me, man, motherfuckers did homework on this nigga Game. They came out with it about him years ago. They said the Game was a male stripper. They said it was some other shit going on with him. And they exposed that boy for a cool minute where he couldn't come out and say shit. That boy had to go sit his ass down. So I'm like, Game, why are you sitting here saying anything to begin with? But I know why. Because he need clout. If you niggas like him all the time, that gotta go out that way and say something every 4-5 years. Because, you know, last time when niggas was hearing anything really from Game like that was when Nip died. And he was on the Nipsey bandwagon. Man, I was just talking to that nigga last night. Why y'all niggas kill a real nigga? However, you fucking, bro, he was crying like a motherfucker. I'm looking like, bro, you're a grown ass man with the camera to your face showing tears running down your face. You showing tears running down your face. And as a grown man, bro, as a grown man recording yourself doing that, bro, that's take too much energy to do that, bro. A real nigga just gonna sit there and just let the tears roll down his face and not do shit. Ain't nobody finna start recording and all. Ain't nobody finna do that. Were you to have enough time to do that? That was already weird enough. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. Niggas be on that weird time for me. And you can't be sitting here trying to talk shit about Rick Ross and say he's a fake drug dealer and all this shit when motherfuckers already know. Niggas already know. The real Rick Ross, the original Rick Ross, already came out and exposed him. All this information has been public domain for I don't know how long. About this nigga being a correction officer, all this other shit. Like, come on, man. We already know about Rick Ross's history, so the shit you saying, it's nothing new. Then he was saying how this nigga trying to act like he a Haitian now, and all this other shit. Man, at the end of the day, who cares? When you have been, if you probably grew up in Florida and been around the niggas all your life, you damn near is a Haitian. I don't care what no one say. Ain't nobody gonna tell me I don't know no stop I say. Shit, nigga, if I grew up around them Zoes all my life, I'm a Zoe my damn self. So yeah, game, he is a Zoe. Then what? Well, then, and what you gonna do? Shit. Cause he probably got some Zoes right now that probably beat your ass. You probably need to go sit down. Stop fucking with Rick Ross, man. And what's funny is how I knew niggas wasn't taking him serious at all was when Rick Ross, all he did was he was like, man, y'all niggas need to eat, man. I can tell niggas is hungry. Niggas ain't been eating for a couple of years, man. Niggas had to drop something to get some money real quick, get that quick ball. Like, I heard that. That's what it seemed like. It was like, damn, Game was really over here rapping like, nigga, it was 99 to 2000s. That nigga was trying to rap for the 99 to 2000 sounded like. Well, Rick Ross, you over here, but you dissing Drake, though. That's the shit that don't make sense to me. I mean, if you see niggas, if obviously you ain't got a reading or a hearing problem, you heard that shit that Game said about you. You done read some shit. Why you ain't responding like how you respond to a white boy? You feel me? That's all I'm saying. If you gonna go out your way and respond to one nigga, respond to all of them, bruh. Like, that's one thing that I can respect about Drake. And everybody got their own opinion. It was like, you know, he had to step down from his throne. And blah, I was like, I love the analogies and the shit that y'all throw out there to make it seem like he's really king and all this other shit. But he ain't no king of nothing. He just a king of making good songs. He know how to write them good and pick the right songwriters. That's it. That's the only thing that he's king of. Not saying he ain't worked his way to the top, because he still worked somewhere and worked for that shit like everyone else did. But at the end of the day, dude, come on, man. Niggas over there was just riding that Drake way too hard and was acting like, you know, oh, well, you know, Drake was this. One thing I can say good about Drake didn't back down from none of them niggas. Even though it was Metro, Future, and then J. Cole and Kendrick, then Rick Ross and all these other random ass niggas dissing you out of nowhere. You didn't turn down the phase, though. Even though niggas may have their own opinion about what they feel about your music and how they, you know, feel like that shit should have sounded, you still drop some shit. So I can say that. At least a nigga can say that he didn't back down. But let's be real and let's all say it together. You lost. You lost that one, buddy. Because right now, this is where everybody get confused and get mixed up with when it comes to that battle. We're not debating and we're not judging on who's dropping the fastest, who's really, like, you know, got good beats on the shit and all that. We're not tripping about that, man. The real ones who's listening, we listen off of lyricism and what you're addressing and what you're speaking on, bruh. And if what you're saying is true and got homework and got, like, receipts. If it got homework on it, bro, hey, man, this nigga done won. And what everybody is doing is going back to go look at all these old videos of Drake and all this shit with Drake and old messages and comments from Drake when he was talking to underage girls. But they ain't nobody pulled up not one thing of Kendrick yet. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm not trying to justify if he did do anything domestic, violent type beat was justifiable. But at the end of the day, there's no proof. And then another thing is, if that was the case, sure, you wouldn't be with a nigga if that was happening frequently. Niggas frequently putting hands on you. You should be getting away from that. You shouldn't be marrying and settling for that. No, you shouldn't. That's why I'm like, if any of this shit was true, this would have been came out. as long as Kendrick been away from, like, you know, the rap and the music scene for a while, this shit would have been came out like how they came out with shit with Trey Songz and these other girls that supposedly he was doing shit to. Why ain't nobody said nothing about that? Since everybody got so much shit to say, why we ain't speaking about Trey Songz and everyone else who's really doing shit that stepped away from the music scene too? I'm just saying now. Because Drake, he been in everybody face in the music scene for years and been still doing shit under everyone's noses. Ain't nobody saying shit. What's the difference? Because he's in the music scene and he dropping songs that people could dance to and wave their hands to. Man, fuck that. Now Kendrick got niggas looking at him in a different, like, at a different angle to where he can't get that spotlight off. He's going to have to work his way off of that. And it's seeming like it's too late. You can't go back in time and switch up what you said, bro. And then the fact that you said you was too rich to be a pedophile made it even worse. Because who the fuck in their right mind even gonna say that shit if they know for a fact niggas ain't finna sit here and say, bro, I'm too rich and blah, blah, blah. You gonna deny that shit. You ain't gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, well, I really did that and I blah. No, niggas, you basically admitted that you is a pedo. So I'm like, man, niggas ain't finna win this battle, bro. So I don't know why niggas is acting like, you know, they gonna win that battle with Kendrick. Like, you should have really chose wisely with this one, bro. And they were saying that he started, you know, Kendrick started the whole battle. And, Kendrick didn't start no battle. He just finished what was started. He just finished what was started. That was it. There's always motherfuckers like that that's going to say, oh, well, you know, he started the battle first and he said this and said that. Let's be real, man. Motherfuckers said what they said on the song and he heard that shit and was like, look, I'm going to respond when I feel like it. Well, I gotta respond because y'all niggas want me to. That's why I was with Kendrick on. Y'all niggas was talking about he took too long to respond. He took like a whole week. It's called life. It's called when you actually being a father and when you taking care of what you supposed to be taking care of, and you gonna do that shit. Niggas have already said they shit. It's like at that point it was a game of catch up. Cause that nigga already addressed Drake and J. Cole. So it was already just niggas was waiting on Drake at that point. And when Drake finally dropped something, then niggas was like, oh, okay, now Kendrick gonna have to drop something. Like, you think Kendrick gonna be waiting around for that light skinned nigga to get his ghostwriters to write something? Come on, man. Cause with that first song, that don't sound like real Drake. That just don't sound like Drake writing that. When you listen to how he approached it and how he delivered that, that nigga had to really sit there and listen to the reference track of what that song was, bro. Come on, man. I'm just telling y'all. Like, niggas could tell when somebody's really writing they shit or when they're not writing they shit. And everybody know how Drake writes. Drake writes a certain kind of way. So when we're used to this particular voice and this tone of Drake, we know what's Drake and what ain't Drake. And we know who's writing that shit for Drake. That's all I got to say, bro. That's why with that last track, nobody liked it because that was really Drake writing. That was really Drake's right. Drake was writing that shit. All them other songs, I don't know if he really wrote it or not. But, you know, bro, those songs had different vibes to it. It had a different, like, vibe. But that last one, it really sounded like, damn, Drake. Like, you ran out of all them ideas and ran out of some shit to a point where you really just did a Hail Mary and was like, look, I'm just gonna write some shit. Because y'all niggas ain't helping me. I'm losing this battle, so I'm just gonna bring my own self out of retirement and try to write some shit. So he pulled something out his ass and that's what he released. And nobody liked it. This nigga got over 1 million dislikes on YouTube right now with the Heart Part 6. And then if you was gonna title it one of Kendrick's songs, you should have made sure that shit was tough. Got that shit sounding monotone and sad. Like, man, that shit should have been tough, bro. Everybody over there dick eating talking about, man, niggas can't sit there and say that beat wasn't hard. Y'all niggas is so defeated. All you Drake fan niggas is so defeated. You can't even say his shit slap. You just gonna resort to the beat now. That's sad. Them niggas is so defeated and lost. They don't even know what to do. And half of you niggas don't even want to listen to Drake no more after listening to what that nigga Kendrick said. I noticed that too. Because a lot of niggas said that they damn selves. They was like, dude, I'm a Kendrick and a Drake fan. But it's like, shit, listening to that shit with Kendrick, it made me not even want to listen to Drake at all. And I agree, because I'm a fan of Drake too. But Bro, it's like what I said though, man. You know, there's ain't taking shit away from neither of these niggas. Both of these niggas is cold in their own form, their own way, shape, and form. They're both good. Drake always hitting the fucking charts with a new single, or he in feature with a new artist, and he got some shit out now. So it's like Drake always doing some shit, Kendrick always doing some shit, but they're both creative as fuck. So regardless of this battle and what's going on, don't let it take away from the fact that these niggas is both talented as hell, man. You know, don't start straying over to the pick a side type shit or anything like that and be like, oh, well, you know, I really don't even fuck with niggas no more. Like, no, bro, it's just music, and that's nothing but pure competition. And these niggas is racking up views and streams right now as we speak. Niggas is getting that bag just because the motherfuckers sitting there streaming that shit, and they still debating and talking about that to this day. And they knew there was gonna be a gang of old heads, young niggas, that was still gonna talk about this shit even a week later. It's gonna be a month later, and niggas still gonna be talking about this shit. So I understand, like, you know, everybody tired of hearing about it, and everybody don't want to talk about it no more and all that. But man, that shit is gonna go down in history as one of the greatest battles ever. And I know a lot of people ain't gonna sit there and probably agree with that shit, or, you know, have their own feelings about that. But let's be real, man. Kendrick and them did they shit, dog. They did they shit. Niggas really had us entertained. Now, I can say that for sure. They did their fucking job. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. And if y'all niggas sitting there feeling like, oh, well, it's serious because them niggas really need to kill, like, you know, go kill some shit, blah, blah, blah. It ain't never been that serious, dog. Ain't nothing but some music shit. And I hate when people start taking it too serious like that. Just like the shit that happened in Oakland the other day. Somebody who was doing their job got shot behind some bullshit, and then they had the nerve to sit there and blame it on Kendrick and them. Kendrick and them don't have shit to do with that. So for them to sit there and say Kendrick and them, dude, Kendrick and Drake's beef don't have nothing to do with what happened in Oakland. Just because it was in Oakland, now they're gonna sit here and use the feud with Kendrick and Drake as an excuse for all the violence that's going on. And that's actually sad, because now y'all just gonna be lying on these niggas' names. Like, now, with that security guard who also got shot at on Drake's property, I don't know what went down with that situation. Now, it's starting to sound like some shit is going on over there, and I hope that it ain't no shit behind that stuff with, like, you know, the music and the music beef, because at the end of the day, that's just music, bro. And niggas need to just keep it like that, because neither of them niggas is gangster like that. I don't know Kendrick's background like that and saying that, you know, Kendrick is soft and Kendrick a bitch ass nigga, but Kendrick's a rapper. He's a musician. Drake's a rapper. Drake's a songwriter. So it's like, if niggas is really trying to take it that route, bro, on the low, behind closed doors, that shit is dead. That shit is played out. Y'all niggas need to just worry about being rappers and being artists. You don't see how that happened and how that shit played out with Big and Pac? And that was some real gangster shit back then. But it was how the niggas moved. Them niggas was moving still like they was just normal niggas. And they didn't realize that they were the meal ticket. They were the artists. They were the ones that was making everyone's shit come true. Yeah, they was the reason why everybody okay and taken care of to this day down there. So if they were able to realize that back then, and were just able to pull back on a lot of stuff that was happened and that was said, a lot of shit would have changed. A lot of shit would have been prevented, bro. You know, even though they had all the gangster niggas around them, niggas who was gangbangers, niggas who was real, like, you know, real killers and all this shit, it was because of how Pac and Big moved, bro. Pac and Big was still moving like they was on some street shit and all this extra shit when niggas really shouldn't even been doing that. And Pac, on the other hand, that nigga went to fucking creative arts school and all this shit. So that nigga really wasn't a gangster. That nigga was a poet. That nigga really was, like, you know, he was for the people, though. That's what made motherfuckers really get it confused with, oh, Pac gangster, and Pac think he this, and Pac think he... No, it wasn't that. He rode for his people. He was down for his people. A person who's down for his people, that's, like, you know, that's I'll have to say that's more dangerous than any motherfucker who's a gangbanger and all that shit. Because you don't have to bang for no color or nothing like that. When you, if you were just a black person living in America, he wrote for you. He didn't give a fuck about if he knew you or any of that shit. He didn't give a fuck about where you was from, if you was on a whole other side of town and you didn't fuck with his town. He didn't care about that shit. That's why people loved Pac. And that's why that was also his demise, because he always stuck his neck out and put himself in situations he shouldn't have put himself in. And we all know that. So, you know, that's what I'm saying with this situation. It's looking like, you know, a reverse and an opposite version of that. Y'all niggas is artists, but y'all trying to move on some Tupac and Biggie shit and trying to be like, oh, niggas can crash out anytime and blah, blah, blah. Like, at the end of the day, not really, because y'all niggas ain't really gangster about that life. And especially with how shit is nowadays in 2024, ain't no way in hell niggas is doing shit and gonna get away with it like that without it being connected and coming back to y'all. So that's what I'm just saying. Niggas need to just drop that act, bro. Niggas need to drop that act, because niggas already sit there and still be accusing this nigga Drake of killing X. So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, you got a few accusations on your head already, buddy. You don't want nobody else sitting here thinking that you trying to do some shit to Kendrick, and then niggas over here trying to think that Kendrick doing something to you. So that's what I'm just saying. At the end of the day, both y'all niggas need to just drop the act. You feel me? Keep it as music and just keep it pushing. Because at the end of the day, y'all niggas is making streams. Y'all niggas is getting that money. You're putting the money where the mouth, like where your mouths are. So at the end of the day, it don't really, like, you know, it shouldn't even be taking the heart to a point where everybody is sitting here trying to fight each other, shoot each other, or do any kind of harm. Because it shouldn't even get to that point. We're in 2024. We have seen how many times that had reenacted and how the outcome was. So if y'all, like, you know, are any smart, have any kind of sense, you would know that that would be a messed up outcome. Like, you guys are artists. Why would anybody sit there and want to have that outcome for anybody? Like, on both sides, nobody needs no more negativity. Nobody needs none of that shit. At the end of the day, it was a battle. It was a rap battle, and that was it. But if people was, like, you know, too upset, and, like, you know, some people in your camp is too upset because you lost or you feel some kind of way about how that shit should have went, then you got to get that person away from you. You don't need that nigga around you. You really don't. Because those kind of people is going to bring you down, your whole organization, everything that you built, all the shit that you worked hard for, all, bring it all down just because of some little stupid track. Like, no, man, that's just stupid. Like, why risk it all when we got all this money, we got all this other stuff going on? I'm able to go see the world, I'm able to do what I want, I don't have to go off of anybody's time and off of anybody else's schedule but mine. And you want to throw that all away because some nigga that I'm sitting here doing a rap battle with and going back and forth, and everybody's sitting here in the comments saying that I lost? You think I care about what niggas are saying on the internet? Like, let's be real, bro. Drake do not give a fuck about what anybody is saying about him losing the battle, about him losing to Kendrick and any of that. Do you know how much money that nigga probably done racked up off in the streams just because of everybody sitting there playing all the songs he done dropped about him? Same with Kendrick. Kendrick don't give a fuck about everybody saying Kendrick won. Or niggas saying, oh, Kendrick was just using too many syllables and niggas didn't understand what Kendrick was saying. You think he cares? They don't give a fuck about what any of us has to say, good or bad. That's why they just keep going, because at the end of the day, they know when they have a certain, like, you know, amount of what they're going to do, and they probably going to stop at this amount, or they're probably going to be like, you know, bro, I'm going to just drop this amount of songs and I'm going to keep it like this. And after that, it is what it is. I could really care less about what everyone else has to say. Even though I do want their opinion and I want to hear what they got to say, I could care less about how they may feel about how I sound on that song. And shit, they're in the studio, they're recording, and, you know, they're trying to record it a certain way and all this shit. But, you know, the fans of the artist, on the other hand, they gonna sit there and be like, bro, that nigga over here singing on that shit need to be a diss track, nigga, why you ain't rapping? So it's like some shit, bro, motherfuckers really be sitting here kind of like mad at niggas for it. But it's like, you not the one in the battle, you not the one like defending yourself and you trying to like say some shit, you ain't the one doing it, bro. So That's what I'm just saying. Like, at the end of the day, it's a lot of motherfuckers that will sit there and express their opinion. But regardless, however niggas feel, niggas is still sitting there going out there streaming that shit. They still going out their way running his views up. Even though you trying to give this nigga a million dislikes, you're still running up his views. That's what people don't understand. You're still doing extra shit that you don't understand that you're doing because you trying to go out your way and discredit a nigga for trying to drop some shit, and instead of not dropping anything at all and making it seem like, oh yeah, I'm not going to even say anything, I'm not finna blah blah blah, like fuck Kendrick. No, bro, he still had to defend himself and respond. He still had to say something. He couldn't just sit there and let that nigga get away with dropping another one on his head. Nigga did a back-to-back move on him and all he did was just drop one. And for all we could know, that could be planned. Yo, 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 I'm back. But, oh man, it kind of cut off. I forgot that it had like a little 60-minute mark on here. But what I was saying was, man, all I feel like is it could be planned. It could have just been planned, you know? And I don't mean like Drake planned out his, like, you know, his whole track list of what he was going to say and all that. But when it came to the extra shit, though, like with him and Kendrick, ain't no telling. This shit probably could have been planned behind them. They probably could have planned the beef. That's why I'm like, you know, a lot of people sit there and they want to think that a lot of stuff isn't planned nowadays. But 9 times out of 10, niggas could have easily planned the shit. Instead of sitting here making it seem like, oh yeah, you know, I really don't like Drake and blah, blah, blah. The whole time, he was sitting there doing some opposite shit where instead of sitting here trying to, like, you know, talk shit about this nigga and everything, he did a complete opposite. He was getting this nigga some more attention on this shit. Just like how Drake got him more attention and then ended up telling him, like, yeah, nigga, you know, I basically just made you, you know, come out of retirement and drop more music. Because your fans been sitting here wanting more music from you for hella long. So, it's like, they be sitting there saying certain things to each other where it go over our heads, where we're not thinking about it up until probably way later on, months later, or maybe a year later, till we finally realize, damn, that was a, like, that was a whole fake ass beef, but the whole time these niggas really was coming at each other like it was true shit. Like, goddamn. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the whole time we could be sitting here thinking that niggas is sitting here lying and niggas is saying one thing and another, but the whole time, they was sitting there just planning that whole beef, orchestrating that shit. That's why I'm like, you know, shit happens for a reason, man. Certain things are said for a reason. And maybe that's why J. Cole wanted to go out his way and be like, yeah, you know, I just want to bow out of the blah, blah, blah. And I really didn't mean what I said and all this other shit. And he probably just did that because they probably told him, look, bro, the way that this shit is finna play out, we don't really have a lot of shit to say about you because you don't really do shit. Like, and that's not on a fucked up thing to say or nothing. Like, J. Cole's a good dude. So what could they say about J. Cole? What could Drake say about J. Cole? What could Kendrick say about J. Cole? J. Cole don't do nothing but stay to himself, nigga, and ride bikes and go to McDonald's, nigga. J. Cole don't do nothing to nobody. So it's like, you got to really think about this shit. Yeah, J. Cole bowed out and said that, you know, he didn't want to beef with Kendrick and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's saying that because J. Cole couldn't handle Kendrick. But really, let's really play devil's advocate and flip it a whole different way and say that the whole thing was scripted. What if this whole beef was scripted, bruh? And it was a good scripted one where it had really got us really thinking like, damn, like, you know, Kendrick really mean when he's saying it to this nigga Drake. Like, and the whole time these niggas called each other right after they done dropped the songs and was like, yeah, bro, man, how did you feel about that last one I said about you, bro? Like, ain't no telling, bro. The rap game is different. The rap game is different. And everybody who sit here and really think that, like, these niggas is really probably beefing like that to the, like, the craziest extent. Man, come on, bro. Motherfuckers got too much money to be beefing like that for real, for real. I'm just saying. Because as much money as them niggas got, we would have heard way more shit. We would have heard about somebody's people getting popped and somebody's people getting kidnapped or probably snatched up at a burger shop or something like that. Ain't no telling. But it's like I said, motherfuckers have too much money to be beefing and doing shit like that. Like, yeah, they probably gonna know some shit about each other and say a few things and take a few jabs, but that's as far as it could go. That's as far as it could go. When you're an artist and when you got hella money, it's not like you live a lifestyle of trying to go harm people and extort niggas and sell drugs and all this, nigga. It ain't like you the mob. It's not like you the mafia. So at the end of the day, man, I don't see it going that deep. And of course, all this extra shit that's going to happen, that's just because of the fans, bro. That ain't got shit to do with Drake. That shit ain't got nothing to do with Kendrick. The fans is going to take matters in their own hands and do extra shit. That's why that shit that happened at his store in London, and they said, they not like us, whoever spray painted that shit, that was a fan. So for y'all to sit there, y'all making it seem like it's Kendrick going out his way to tell people to do this and Drake going out his way to tell people to do that. Come on, bro. It's not even that deep. And they got too much other shit to lose. And knowing how obvious that shit looks for anything, like for a fan to do any dumb shit, it's going to obviously blow back on them automatically, because why? They dropped diss tracks. They said this, they said that. And then if it's certain lines or certain things that have been said or certain things that have been fucked up, like with certain stores and certain shit like that, that's been attacked, they're going to blame that on Kendrick and Drake. Just automatically. That's why I'm like, bro, it's bullshit that's popping off, and they trying to make it seem like Drake and them is connected to it. And that's some dumb shit. That's all media is going to do, is just spin the narrative and all that. But like I said, at the end of the day, this is just a good battle that went down in history that's going to be forever talked about, bro. It's just a good battle. That's it. So that's why I'm just telling motherfuckers, you know, at the end of the day, man, with this shit, everybody needs to stop taking this shit so serious and being like, yeah, man, it's Team Kendrick all the way and blah, blah, blah. Nigga, it's just music. It's just music, bro. And they keeping us entertained. That nigga Drake said what he said, Kendrick said what he said in the story, you know? That's the main thing that I could say. But it's just like, it's weird because going back to what Cat Williams said, everybody was going to sit here and get exposed in this year. Everybody in this year was going to sit here and probably fight, probably was going to beef with each other, and probably was going to address a few things that people wasn't ready to address. So, you know, with that being said, it's a lot of shit that's going down this year that's people not going to be ready for it, and people are going to least expect. So that's why I've always said, you know, at the end of the day, man, Cat Williams really started this shit. If you think about it, he started this shit with everything. That's why everybody's sitting here saying what they saying, and they running their mouth. And they saying this about all these other niggas, and they saying that. So it's just gonna happen eventually, bro. That's just how it goes. This is how it fucking goes. But on the other news, I did see some stuff about Shaquille O'Neal not too long ago, where they was talking about Shaq was trying to holler at Tootsie's girl. Like, I don't be saying this nigga name right, bruh. I think it's Tootsie, but he's an R&B singer. But basically, they was trying to say, like, you know, Tootsie was over here trying to make it seem like Shaq was trying to like ask his like girl, because she has a kid by him and all this shit, was asking him, like, you know, some shit like, bro, why are you asking my baby mama, can you have our baby, and all this other shit. Like, bro, you weird as hell, you can't, you know, be around our son, and blah, blah, blah. But the whole time, nigga's so stupid, he read it wrong and didn't even know. He was trying to holler at his baby mama. That's why I was like, man, niggas be reading too deep into shit, man. That's what happens when you read too deep into things. Shaquille O'Neal, that's Shaq. So I don't know how you ever gonna try to sit there and say anything about Shaquille O'Neal. We all know how Shaq is, man. Shit, they just spotted Shaq out with a 21-year-old. That's his new girlfriend. This nigga 52 years old. So I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the day, Shaquille O'Neal can get whatever he want, man. Shaquille O'Neal can get whatever he want because he's Shaquille O'Neal. That's Shaq. Yo, it's your boy Kimmy Sounds. All right, man, I got one more thing that I do want to add before I drop this little episode. Man, it's a little theory I got, and I ain't gonna lie, like, it's funny how it's other men that see this issue too, in, like, you know, the community. So I don't know, man, looked at this video where this dude was sitting here talking about how he believed, like, it's a, I think it's a hypergamy or some shit like that, but it's a lot of this bullshit that's been happening for the past 4 decades in the movie industry, where a lot of, I have to say, romance comedies, all kinds of comedy type shit like that, you know, these motherfuckers is really based off of teaching motherfuckers and telling motherfuckers, look, you basically gotta cheat. And that shit ain't cool, bro. That shit is not cool. All the movies this nigga brought up, and these are most of the movies that everybody has seen at one point. The Notebook, The Great Gatsby, all the movies, right? And then all it takes, you know, is somebody who ain't even really dating you like that. A motherfucker who just, you know, he probably worked with you, all kinds of little shit, and niggas turn around and start cheating. Like, typical bullshit. It's typical bullshit, man. And the way they explain this shit so well, it made so much more sense. Because I'm like, damn, that's why you got so many motherfuckers sitting here with that cheating shit. Niggas out here want to, you know, be like, oh, no, I want to see other people. It's because these movies really just influenced our fucking thinking on relationships and how we view relationships. But what's funny is I was saying this shit for the longest, but niggas wasn't really peeping what I was saying. I was saying, like, how I explained it was, this shit was, like, shit's being shown in TV and movies to be toxic. It's to be a piece of shit. And I wasn't really too far off because I didn't think it was happening for decades. I thought this just been happening for the past 2 decades, honestly. For the past 2 decades, we've been dealing with, you know, unfaithfulness, adultery, adultery or whatever the fuck, all that shit. So when I was sitting there talking about that, man, I was really not really paying attention to the romance comedies and all the other fucking shows. I was just sitting here focused on, you know, the TV shows, the little dramas that they show on television to try to brainwash you into thinking, okay, I gotta talk like her and be like her in order to get people like them around me. Like, no, bro. Shit crazy as shit. It was wild. But when I heard somebody else explain basically the same shit I'd have been saying, I was like, wow, this shit is crazy. And this shit goes far. This shit travels, man. That's why it's really, like, important for motherfuckers to know that at the end of the day, when it comes to shit like that, bro, yeah, when it comes to shit like that, people don't really understand that this is a deep rabbit hole. A lot of people has been, you know, programmed to think a certain way. And then when it came to the women, you know, the woman part and how they talked about how in all these movies, it's always an origin story about a woman. She's always either in a relationship or, you know, she's in a relationship she don't want to be in type shit. And then come across some dude and he's like the main character of the story, but then she's like the second character of the story. And they just showing how these motherfuckers interact and encounter each other. And then 9 times out of 10, they already encountered each other because these motherfuckers planning on fucking her, fantasizing about each other in the movie. They always show it. They always do. So I don't know, bro. Just with seeing that theory and then hearing it coming from somebody else and understanding that, okay, this is exactly what this shit is like doing to people. They having everybody basically get brainwashed with that shit. And I wasn't lying. I kept telling y'all niggas, man. You know, all these movies and shit is just programming us to be toxic, to not be faithful, to not explain and have, you know, real conversations and talks. So I just feel like, man, with that shit, it's just fucked up. It's really fucked up. Because honestly, you would think that these motherfuckers wouldn't be doing that shit, but that's how they get their money. That's why it's all this cheating shit and all this extra shit. Then you got to remember, you got people who reference movies when it comes to situations that's happening in their life. Well, what did blah, blah, blah do when the police pulled him over? He just shot their ass. Like, little dumb shit like that. Like, nah, bro. Ain't be doing all that shit. We just can't. So it's like, with understanding all that, it's wild that, you know, this shit's been happening for 4 decades. Ain't nobody want to, like, you know, bring it up and talk too much about it and want to explain, like, who instilled this shit and started this whole idea of that toxic shit. Because, like I said, this shit been happening since the 50s. And it's really starting to seem like women only like cheaters. Women, you know, and I'm not saying every woman likes a cheater and all this extra shit, but like in those situations and how they explain the shit, they basically, you know, be doing the cheating shit and be quick to go cheat and step out on their nigga because their nigga's not doing this or he's not doing particular things. But instead of communicating that with your boyfriend or your husband, you go step out on another motherfucker and then go with them and go spend a whole night fucking on them or whatever. That's fucked up shit. When the whole time, all you had to do was sit there and talk to your nigga and explain to him how you feel about things and how it's really not in his control. Whatever the fuck you got to do. But be faithful. You got so many motherfuckers out here that's so quick. Oh, well, the nigga didn't want to give me no money, so I went and hit up my side nigga and I spent the night with him. And for you to say you got a side nigga is even outrageous, but you claim you got a boyfriend. That's some wild shit, man. Just like how I done heard a topic of one of these niggas. Niggas are stupid, though, because niggas are saying, oh, which one's better to be? Would you rather be the main nigga or the side nigga that knows everything that's going on with the main nigga? I'm like, bro, do y'all niggas hear yourselves? Do you hear how toxic you niggas sound? What's better to be, a side nigga or a main nigga? And mind you, you're not getting no attention. You ain't getting too much shit unless the bitch fucking you and want to call you and fuck with you on some sneaky link shit, and that's the only time. Then you knock her up and get her pregnant. That's even worse, because then that bitch, all she gotta do is turn around and lie on this nigga and be like, look, you got me pregnant the other day. So come on, man. I don't really be understanding what's up with all these like trivial ass, stupid, toxic ass questions you niggas be having. Niggas really sat there and said, oh, well, which one is better? Being a side nigga or being the main nigga. I never forget that. And it's really sad that niggas even think like that. You should be worried about, you know, shit in your life, bro. Worry about your career. Worry about whatever you got going on. Not some shit that ain't gonna benefit you, other than if this motherfucker find out, you probably might get fucked up. She for sure gonna get fucked up. Or if something else happened, this nigga may crash out and want to kill everybody. Ain't no telling how shit go down. So I don't understand why people think that it's so cool to just keep fucking with people and playing with people's emotions. Because they done showed motherfuckers multiple times, numerous times, how niggas done sat here and crashed all the way out behind the fact that they girl was cheating on them. Or behind the fact that they nigga was cheating on them, or blah, blah, blah. And shorty took her matters in her own hands and had niggas killed. Did some shit. All because you were playing with her emotions and she kept telling you, I you know, I don't have it in me no more to do this shit. So motherfuckers hurt me and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how I may react. She gave you a heads up, nigga, and you still just stepped all over that shit. So that's on you, you know? But like I said, though, it's a lot of motherfuckers like that that really think that way and have that dumbass mindset and think that, oh, well, you know, I could still be with that bitch and blah, blah, blah. She ain't gonna trip. You can do that with certain motherfuckers, but not everybody is going to settle for that. You can do that with a certain amount of people. But like I said, you can't do that with everybody. Not everybody plays that game. And not everybody be on some shit like, oh, okay, well, you know, I want to share my girl. I want to share my nigga. Ain't no, not a lot of people be on that time. I'm telling y'all. And y'all be playing around with the wrong motherfuckers, man. Be playing around with the wrong ones and be wondering why, oh man, I don't know why this bitch did all that, bro. That bitch crazy. Well, if you knew she was crazy, why you didn't take her warning? She warned your ass before the shit happened. Kept telling you, nigga, I'm not mentally there too much no more when it comes to talking and blah, blah, blah. You should have took a hint and you should have ran, buddy. If you knew you was the cheating type and the lay around type, then you should have laid your ass around somebody safe. Not somebody dangerous that do some shit to you in your sleep. I'm just saying. Go out your way to fuck with somebody like that. You need to just go on home. Go on back to your house. Go live your best life. Because fucking with that shit, that ain't the right way. I ain't gonna let you live long and keep doing that shit. Especially if you one of them cheating ass motherfuckers. If you a cheating motherfucker, I'm telling you right now, go sit your cheating ass down and go be by yourself. And go find somebody you could be friends with benefits with or something. Because at the end of the day, people is tired of being played with, man. I'm telling y'all right now. People is getting tired of being played with. People keep lying on their name. People keep playing with their emotions. Then you got motherfuckers who don't respect you or don't respect what you're saying or what you got going on. Then you got to act the fucking fool to show them that you're not playing. So to those people, to the ones who feel like, you know, they got to act out a character to prove their point, stay away from the motherfuckers who going to make you act out your body. Because at the end of the day, this 2024, shit. Ain't nobody finna sit there and settle for that, especially let alone I could just go find me a new person to go fuck with. Fuck that. It's doing too much. That's what I'm saying. A lot of y'all, man, y'all don't understand how this shit just, I don't know, this shit just really influenced the way that we think. And I feel like because of that, that's the way, you know, that's the reason why we move the way that we move with shit nowadays, man. And you got everybody named mama, keep them a side nigga or a side bitch. Yeah, we in different times now, but that don't mean the mindset and the principles change. And it's like ever since, a lot of things have changed and people have seen how toxic motherfuckers is. Man, these motherfuckers do not care. They didn't switch up everything, morals and all. They don't be giving no fucks no more. And just be like, hey, fuck it. It is what it is. If it ends, it ends. That means it wasn't meant. Nigga, you wasn't trying. So I'm just like, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is, bro. It's a lot of motherfuckers that sit there and do that shit and then try to make it seem like, oh, well, you know, maybe it was just fate. And blah. Nah, nigga, don't try to throw God in the universe into this motherfucker. Niggas love doing that one. That's why I say, you know, at the end of the day, man, motherfuckers need to just focus on them, bro. We got too many motherfuckers out here that want to make, you know, want to make babies with no money. You got motherfuckers out here that want to do a relationship, want to do all this shit without common sense and really thinking like, okay, do I really see myself with this person like years later? And do I really see myself moving in with this person type shit? Like everything, bro. All that shit. If the answer is no, if you don't really see yourself with that person because of the current problems that you're dealing with now and the issues that keep reoccurring, then nigga, that's probably just a sign, bro. Probably just a sign. And motherfuckers could be, you know, friends or whatever and shit. Y'all niggas be friends. But other than that, bro, niggas can't keep forcing shit that ain't gonna work out. And that's gonna keep being a reoccurring problem. That's another thing what a lot of you niggas need to realize. Y'all always want to try to keep working shit out. Look, if y'all niggas have been fucking around for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and it's still the same shit, and motherfuckers is making excuses for why you ain't this and why you haven't done that, why you haven't reached out to my family, why, I mean, bro, motherfuckers is getting old. You feel me? Phone works both ways. I understand that part, but if you going out your way to do certain things, and then you got the nerve to sit there and act like, well, they don't want to talk and they don't want to have a connection or whatever the fuck you want to say, that's just, that sounds like you're not trying hard enough. But yet, you want motherfuckers to be around your family, be around your mama and your daddy, but don't really have, like, you know, that connection with my family. Like, you, just because what they said doesn't mean you should stop trying. If you're with that motherfucker's kid, you should be trying as much as you can for as long as you've been with that motherfucker. You gonna say 3, 4, 5 years, then that's how many years you should have been trying to fucking do more than what you've been doing the first time. Like, if you buying snacks or you say that, fuck that shit. You should be trying to hold a conversation with one motherfuckers more or less. Like, by that time, I'm suggesting if motherfuckers are dating for 3, 4 years or whatever, you should already be able to be comfortable with saying shit to your family members and saying shit to them like, oh yeah, well, moms, how you doing? And blah, blah, blah. If the shit ain't like that, then I mean, y'all still got a lot of work to do. How the fuck niggas been dating for 5 years and niggas don't have a good connection or relationship with the rest of niggas' family? That don't make sense to me. But then, you know, people want to sit there and be like, well, I want to help you and I wanted this. Okay, I appreciate that. I understand that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, with certain things, with want motherfuckers to go do shit and be around motherfuckers, it's certain things that has to be talked about. It's certain things that has to be worked out on. Because if that shit ain't established by the time motherfuckers leave and go or move wherever the fuck they want to move, why would a motherfucker feel confident to do that if you wasn't willing to put enough time to the side to try to work on that shit? And then, you know, some motherfuckers take your word for it and just be like, okay, well, if they said don't even try, then I'm not gonna try. At the end of the day, if you, as long as you with that nigga or that girl, whoever you with, you should be trying as much as you can, regardless of what a motherfucker said, because at the end of the day, you don't know, motherfuckers may change their mind. And then at the time, in the moment, people ain't gonna wanna talk. People ain't gonna want shit to do with you and be bothered with you. So with that being said, that shouldn't give you an excuse to just give up and throw in the towel and then just be like, okay, well, I'm gonna just be with their daughter and with their son the whole time, even though I don't have a connection with their family. Like, fuck that. That's kind of ass backwards and shit. Then when I'm on the phone with my family and all this shit, it's awkwardness and all this weird shit because you don't say nothing and be like, oh, well, tell your family I said hi, because you ain't established that connection. Just because you buy snacks and you buy gifts, that ain't no connection. That's a gift. Know the difference. That's why I don't understand when people do that shit and they make it seem like, oh, because you gave them a nice-ass gift however many years ago, that made y'all have a good connection. No, the fuck it didn't. That just means you got a good-ass gift for them and you were thoughtful enough. Especially motherfuckers who already get gifts. Motherfuckers and got gifts from before in the past. What makes you think that you're bringing something different to the table? You should be focused on more or less trying to establish a connection with the rest of and all these motherfucking family. So I'm just saying, that's my opinion. If establishing a connection and showing that you really want to be in that person's life by their actions, then that's more than any gift in the world. That's better than any fucking gift that a motherfucker could give you. If they're showing consistency and real dedication on certain things that you are emotional and passionate about, that you don't play about when it comes to relationships or whatever, you know, whatever you don't play about, and they show that they understand and they're listening to you and they see that, okay, well, you know, this is what he wants me to work on. And then also I'm starting to see what he's talking about, because it don't make sense that we've been blah, blah, blah for this long and we don't have a established connection with one another's family. That don't make sense at all. You know, I understand, yeah, motherfuckers are dating and all that shit. And at the end of the day, motherfuckers is grown. They don't always have to have a connection with family either. But it makes it feel better. What if, like, you know, one day you want to go out, none of your friends call your phone, none of his friends pick up the phone, y'all both trying to go out and at least be on some, like, group type shit. And then nigga want to call his family. Call one of his cousins, call one of his sisters or something to come through and come kicking and have a good time with. But no, it can't, because you ain't established a good connection and you and the sister probably got some funk. So that's what I'm like, bro. That establishing relationships with someone's family and all that is more important than anything else in the world. And people get confused by giving gifts and sending money and this and that. That shit ain't no establishing connection. That's a form of a gift. That's a form of a gift, especially if motherfuckers still keep sitting there thinking about it as, well, that was my way of life. No, that means you're counting blessings now. We don't do that shit. At the end of the day, if you decide to give a gift, that means you decide to do that with your heart. But that didn't mean motherfuckers told you or forced you to get them a gift or anything. You decided to do that. Just like how you decided to not think that not fucking with, like, you know, developing a connection with niggas' family wasn't a fucking good thing to do, or you decided not to do that. You feel me? So it's like, you made your decisions, I made my decisions. Nobody's perfect, but if somebody's making it clear to you what they want you to put an effort into doing, fucking do that. Or just get dismissed, point blank, period. Because how many times you people got to keep getting into the same repetitive argument, to the same bullshit, just for it to at least have somewhat of a different outcome, but it still be the same shit? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think a lot of people who probably experience some of that shit that I'm talking about right now will understand and know, like, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers that really be on some shit like that. And they try to, like, you know, make it seem like, oh, well, it's, that's life, and I don't really feel like that's an important thing for us. And, well, you just talked to yourself out of fucking with me forever. Because you say you don't feel like that's important, but you want me to develop a connection with your mama. And then you want me to live with y'all. I'm sorry, that don't make no fucking sense. It don't. It just don't make sense. I'm sorry. And then something happened to my phone. My phone get cut off or something like that. who the fuck am I going to get in contact with, and how are they going to contact y'all if they don't have y'all information? You feel me? But you saying that's not important and that's not having to do with our relationship. All right. So I'm like, yeah, I'm cool, man. Some motherfuckers just don't really peep, or they don't process what you say in the time being. Sometimes they process it later on, but for me, man, it takes me sometimes later on too, but sometimes in the moment, I process that shit real quick. And then I start realizing, like, oh, so you really don't, you're obviously not understanding what I mean by that. And then even with me having to go into further detail and explain shit, and motherfuckers seeming, you know, making it seem like I'm like, you know, trying to find excuses and all this. I don't like that shit. I like when people do that. Really don't get why people do that shit. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, somebody made it clear to you what their intentions were and what they wanted to focus on, and then what they would want you to focus on if they were to ever date. You gotta show, like, you know, you gotta respect that. You gotta represent that shit. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, it's like, motherfuckers got common sense. Motherfuckers already know how motherfuckers feel about shit. That's why I just feel like, you know, I don't know, man. With this relationship stuff and all this shit that people be dealing with and going through, it's like, it's a little more difficult because of all this shit that we looking at on television and all this shit that we've been listening to. It's hard because it's slowly changing our mindset on things. And I'm telling y'all right now, it's really changing a lot of people's mindsets without them knowing it, bro. That's what's happening right now as we speak. And I just feel like, you know, everybody else who following along with it and don't really know what's going on and don't really know what, like, the deal is, man. I just gotta, like, keep y'all head on the swivel, man. See the signs. Don't ignore them. Don't avoid them. None of that shit. When you see them signs, man, shit, you better run. That's all I can say. This is too much bullshit. This is too much bullshit, man, that we have to deal with in 2024 just to have, like, you know, a decent conversation and try to, like, you know, have somewhat of a good relationship with somebody. It's just too much now. It's too fucking much now. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, honestly, it's really crazy how a lot of this shit just keep popping off like that. And I wish that things, you know, I wish motherfuckers could communicate better. I wish people could understand and just listen more and not take shit the wrong way where you have to get out of character and get upset because they're not understanding what you're saying. Because that happened to me a gang of times too. So sick and tired of that shit happening. And all I was doing was trying to explain my side or explain how I felt. Motherfucker took it the wrong way. I felt like, oh, well, you said this and you blah, blah, blah. No. Like, hell no, man. It irritates like a motherfucker, bro. But yeah, that's just what I want to add to this real quick. I'm trying to upload this episode for y'all so y'all can go check out that story time though, man. This is your boy Kimmer Sounds. Once again, this is a Chopping Up podcast, and I hope y'all did take in a little knowledge of what I did drop. So I appreciate y'all. God bless. Have a good one.